Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to use roles, the segment functionality, in an ASP.NET website. Now to get started, I've created a sample website, which I've called Website VB. Now in this website, there are two things. First is that I have a sample SQL Server 2005 database that I've created, and this, at the moment, is just an empty SQL Server database located in the app data folder. And then in addition, I modified the web.config file to support the ASP.NET membership provider. And the first thing we need to do is to install the necessary tables, stored procedures, etc. in the database that support ASP.NET membership so we can use the role provider that is associated with that ASP.NET membership system. So let's go over here to a Visual Studio command prompt, and I'm going to run a command line utility called ASP.NET underscore reg SQL. And this launches the ASP.NET SQL Server Setup Wizard for the ASP.NET membership system. And what we're going to do here is configure an application to use ASP.NET membership. And here we have our SQL Server. Let me just type in a little password here. And we'll go down and we're going to pick that database that I created over there in App Data. Select Next. And what's happening is that ASP.NET is installing, or this utility is installing, a number of database objects that support the ASP.NET membership system. So that's completed. Let's go back over to Visual Studio. And now our database has all the necessary objects in it for the ASP.NET membership system. So let's get started and look at the roles. One of the things that needed to be done in order to configure the ASP.NET membership system and the use of roles was over here in the web.config file. And let me just hide the Solution Explorer for a moment so we can see the whole screen for this web.config. And in order to use the system, what I've done, I put in a connection string to our database that we just saw. I set up forms authentication starting here on line 35, and then I configured the membership provider for ASP.NET. So let me open up the Solution Explorer and get that back into view. Now let's look at actually adding some roles to our new ASP.NET website. So now that the membership system is set up, let's actually get started and create some roles. And as I said, the goal here is to create a series of roles that represent the major groups of users for the website, and then get into structuring the website such that we can restrict access to different segments of that website as appropriate for the different roles. So we'll close down the web.config file because we're done with that. And the way we're going to configure the roles is to use a little utility under the website menu called the ASP.NET configuration. And so we'll select that, and what it does is it fires up a web page based interface to that ASP.NET database, or the database that contains the ASP.NET membership tables and so forth. And what we'll do is go into the security area. And you have both users and roles here in the membership system. Let's first create some roles, and we'll come back and create a few users. So we have several roles that we'd like here for our website. One's called an admin role. So add the administrator role. And once the administrator role, we'll add what we call a manager. In addition to manager, we'll have a marketing. And we'll have a sales role. And then we also will have something called a registered user, because let's say these first four roles are for internal users within the company that access different parts of the website. And then we'll have public users, or maybe their customers, that also access the website. So let's just call this the customer role. So now we have five roles that are associated with our website security system. Let's go back and add a few users. And what I'm going to do is add one user for each of these roles, so we have a test user that we can log in as and see what happens in the website after we go back and do the structure of the website. And what I'm going to do is the name of each of these users will match the role name, so it's easy for you to remember when you get the database and want to go forward and look at how this system is done. So the first one we'll call administrator. And all of the passwords that I create here will simply be the word password lowercase followed by an exclamation point. And I'll put that in a little README file with a sample source code. And we'll just create a kind of a fake email here, because by default we're requiring an email. So we'll just put administrator@temp.org. Now you can see we have the users that we can associate with this particular user. Well, this is an administrator, so we'll select the administrator role. And what I'm going to do now is go and create four more users, one for each of the remaining roles. So now we've set up the roles for our website, and we've created a sample user for each of the roles. Obviously, we can add as many users as we would need, and each of those users can be associated with the different roles. So now let's go back over to Visual Studio. We'll just shut down the browser here. So what we want to do now is to start to implement a structure in our website that enables us to take certain roles and then map those roles to certain areas of the website that represent functionality that the users in each of those roles should be able to get access to. For example, we only want our customers to be able to get at a certain set of pages in our site. So we need to have a structure to the site where we can map that customer's role that we created to the associated pages that represent the customer functionality. Now there's a few preliminary things that we need to do since we have forms authentication set up. And the first is that we need to create a login form. So what I'm going to do is create a new folder, and I'm going to call this folder authorization. And within authorization, I'm going to create a new page, and we'll just call this login. Now there's no requirement that we have a folder called authorization for our login form, but you'll see this is the start of where I'm going to compartmentalize certain pieces of functionality in the website in folders, and then we can map roles to those particular folders. So we need just a simple login form, so I'll go in the design mode, we'll go over to the toolbox, and we're going to get a login control. And we'll drag and drop that login control onto our form. And once this is done, then this is all we should need for our login page. So let's go back over here to our... There we go. We have our login form. So we'll just save that and close that out. And that's just... We're just going to leave it as the plain vanilla login form for the purposes of this particular demo. The other thing we'll need is a sitemap, because we're going to use that to help us restrict access to particular pages. So let me add a new item, and what we're going to add now is a sitemap, and there's our sitemap on the left side. We'll just leave the default name web.sitemap, and at the moment we'll just leave it as is because we haven't started to create our folder structure, so we'll come back and fill this out in just a few minutes. And then the last general thing that I want to create is a master page. It'll just make it a little easier to implement navigation across all the individual pages in the site and map that navigation to this sitemap file that we just created. So let's add a new item, and we'll add a master page. We'll just let it be called masterpage.master. And then within this master page, for the moment, we're just going to add a simple menu control. So we'll go down into the navigation set of controls, and we're just going to drag and drop a menu control here on our page. That's good for the moment. We'll just save this and close it out. And let's just close out the sitemap for the moment. And now let's go on and start to create a folder structure and some pages that represent the different areas of business functionality that we want each of our roles to be associated with. So let's create a few folders here on our website which represent the major areas of business functionality. And the first one I'm going to create is an admin folder. And this is where our pages that represent the administrative functionality will reside. Let's create a customers folder. And that's our customer facing functionality. We also have a manager role, but we're not going to have a manager folder. We'll come back and look at how we're going to use that manager role in just a few minutes. So we have a marketing set of functionality, and then lastly we have a set of sales functionality. So now we have a folder structure within our website which is starting to compartmentalize functionality based upon how it might be used by the different groups of major business users. So let's go ahead and create a simple page in each of these folders. So we'll add a new item, we'll create a web form, we'll let it be default ASPX, we'll select our little master page that we created, so we'll have functionality representing the menu system on each of our pages. And we're just going to put a simple bit of text here in each of these pages which has the name of the area that we're in, so when we fire up the website and start to take a look at it, we can be sure that we're in each of the appropriate pages. So we have just administrator for that page. Let's create a similar page down in the other areas. And here's one for marketing. Take our master page. And down in the content area, let's just put marketing. We'll close that out. I'm sorry, that was customer. Let me go back into that and just change that to customer. And once this is done, we'll save it, close that out. Now we'll go on marketing and add our page there. And inside this content area, we'll put marketing. Save that. Close that page out. Now we need one for sales. We'll add that. Use our master page. And we'll put our little text in the content area. Save it, close that out. Now we created this, or I should say, the project template created this default ASPX. So we want that to include our master page as well. So let me simply, we'll just delete this out of here and we'll create a new one. We could have added the master page tag to that, but it's probably just quicker since we hadn't put any content on that page to just create a new one. And this will be our home page. So we'll just put a little text on this one that says home. Okay, now we have a page in each of these. So let's go back to our sitemap. So open up the sitemap. And the first page that we're going to have in here is called default.aspx. And that's going to be our home page. And the next one we'll put is our customer page. And you can see that this URL is mapping down into that page in the customer folder. And the menu will just say customer on it. And the next one we have is our marketing. Default. ASPX, and we'll just call that title marketing. And we'll add just a few more, and the URL for this next one will be sales, default ASPX, and the title will be sales, and we'll just close that off without a description. And what do we have left? We have the admin. So let's put a URL for the admin. And it's in the admin folder, default.aspx, and a title, and that one we'll call administrator. And we'll close off that tag. Let me just format this. Before we go and test out our sitemap, let me just go back over to the master page, and I want to do one more thing with the menu. So we need to connect this sitemap to the menu. So we need a data source. We'll create a new data source. We'll select sitemap, and it's going to default to web.sitemap as the default name. We'll just leave that for the name of the data source. So now our menu system should be hooked up. There we go. We're getting connected to our sitemap data source. And let us just go up. And what I want to do is change it. Okay, it horizontal. So that is good. So now our simple menu should work. Let me just save the master page. Let's fire up the website and take a look at it just to see that we're getting our basic navigation with the menu. And indeed, there we are. We're on the home page. Let's select customer. There's our customer. Let's just try all of them out. There's marketing. There's sales. And there is our administrator page. So we have our basic navigation working in our sitemap, so we'll close that down. We'll go back up, and what we want to do now is let's start to implement some authorization that will restrict the roles or the users that we've created and the roles that they're in to accessing certain areas of our website. Now, in order to restrict access to certain areas of our website in connection with particular roles, what we need to do is to define the authorization associated with the files in a particular folder. So we do that through a web.config file. So let's start up here in our admin. We'll create a web.config. And within the web.config, we need to work with what's called the authorization element. So we'll add the authorization element. And then, as you can see, within the authorization element, we essentially have two major things that we can do. We can either allow access or we can deny access. So let's start out with a simple one. And let's deny access. And we can deny access to both users or roles, as you can see down here in the choices at the bottom of the drop-down list. So let's just start with users. And we're going to use a question mark, which represents unauthenticated users. So what we're going to say at this point is that anyone who is not authenticated cannot get at the files in the admin folder, in this case our default ASPX. So let's start up the website. And you'll see that we have our menu with the administrator choice on it, but when we go to that, we're redirected to the login page because the security system has seen that we are an unauthenticated user and rerouting us to the default login page. So let's log in as an administrator. I'll put in that password. Remember, it's password exclamation point. And once we're logged in and authenticated, now we are able to access the administrator page. So now that's some simple security on the website in that we are not allowing unauthenticated users into our admin area. But what we really want to do is only allow users that are in the administrator role access to any of the pages in our admin folder. And the way we do that is we need to add another deny element. And in this one, we want to use the roles attribute. And we'll deny the other roles. So we'll say customer. Cannot get access, marketing, and sales. So those three roles cannot get access to the pages in this particular area of the website. And now we do want to allow access to roles of administrator. So now we should get both unauthenticated users and the various roles here not having access to this, and administrators should get access. We actually could move this user's attribute down in with this other deny element, but I'll leave it separate just so it's a little more clear for you. So let's fire up the website, and we'll try to go down to our administrator page. Again, we get redirected, and this time let's try to log in as administrator to make sure we can still get in. And indeed, we can get in as an administrator. Let's just shut down. We'll fire it up again. This time, let's say go in as sales. So we'll pick administrator. Let's log in as sales. And notice it's rejecting our login so that a salesperson cannot get into this. The same would be true for the marketing and the customer. So now we've pretty much locked down this administrative area by putting that information in the web.config file. So let's do a similar thing for the other folders. So we'll go to customer, we'll add a web.config. We'll go down and add an authorization element. And within that, let's do a deny and users. We'll set that equal to unauthenticated users. They cannot get in here. And we also will do some roles, and we're in the customer area. So let's say that our marketing people cannot get in here, and we do want to let our administrators in here, and let's say the salespeople can get in here because they need to access the customer information. So now let's go down to allow roles. So as we said, we want administrator. And we want the salespeople to be able to get into this. And last but not least, in addition to sales, we want to add the customer. Okay, so let's test this out. Fire it up. We'll go down to the customer page, redirected to login. So let's try to get in as a customer. And we do get in as a customer. And if we go back, just start it up again, go to that same page. Let's do one more test. And let's see, we said that the marketing people cannot get at this. So we'll log in as a marketing person. And we are being rejected. So we go through and test out the other logins, but we have set up the basic access that we want for our customers area. So let me quickly add it to the marketing and then to the sales as well. So we'll go in, add our authorization. And we'll deny users that are unauthenticated and roles. So we're in the marketing. Let's say that the sales cannot get into the marketing area. And let's allow roles and administrator. And marketing in here, and up here on the deny, we do not want customer in this one. So put that in. So now that should work well for marketing, and let's just add one for sales. Authorization and deny users equals question mark for unauthenticated roles. So we're in sales, so they don't want the marketing people in here, and they don't want the customers into this area. And then in terms of allowing people, administrators, and this is the sales area, so the sales people get in here. So that should look pretty good. Now the one group that we haven't dealt with are the managers, so let's do that. Let's see, we're in sales, so we want the managers to get in sales. So we'll put manager into the sales, go back, and we'll also allow the manager into the marketing. And manager can get into the customer area. So let's open up that one, and we'll put the manager into that, and we'll save all those. And let's go back to the admin one, and let's close down the other ones. So to this point, we've been limiting all of the pages in a particular folder. And in fact, if we were to create child folders, such as here under admin, if we had a child folder, because we've set up a WebDAC config in the admin folder, any authorization settings that we have in this WebDAC config would cascade down to any child folders, unless we put an additional web.config file down in a child folder, and then we could apply different authorization rules in the files down in that child folder. Now, one of the things that you may run into, and in fact is an issue here in this admin folder, is we want to differentiate individual pages between people in different roles. So, for example, let's add another page here to the admin folder, and we'll call this just admin. And the purpose of this page is that only administrators can get into this page. So we'll go back over here and let's just put our little label in. So make sure we know we're in that page. Now if we look here at this web.config file and we say, okay, we have the manager group which we want to put into the security settings for the admin folder, and in general we want the managers to be able to get into all of the pages in the admin folder, but we don't want them to be able to access the just admin page. So the overall thought is we're going to allow access for managers, so let's put the manager role in here. So now the managers are going to have broad-based access to this admin set of pages as well. And what we want to do is we want to restrict it so the managers cannot get at the just admin page. So in order to do that, we need to use what's called a location element. So we'll add that, and it has a path attribute which points to the particular location that we want to deal with. In this case, we're going to point to the particular page, which is just admin.aspx. And then within the location element, we're going to put a system.web element. And from this point forward, it's analogous to what we did up above. Now we want an authorization element. And within the authorization, what we want to do for this particular page is we want to put a deny element. And the roles that we want to deny are the manager. So that will finish off that and restrict access to that particular page. Let's go back to the sitemap because we don't have an entry for that particular page. So what we'll do is we'll just create a nested sitemap node inside of the admin area, and the URL will be to that page. So /admin/just admin.aspx, and the title we'll call just admin. Alrighty, so let's close down the sitemap. So let's fire up the website and test out. Alright, we'll go down into that just admin page. We're redirected to authenticate. So for an administrator, we should be able to get into this. And indeed, we can get into that page. So let's shut down. Let's come back in again. And this time we'll try to get into it logging in as a manager. So there we go, manager. And indeed, we are rejected as a manager. However, if I back up and we go down into the regular administrator page, we're logged in as a manager and we're able to get into that page. So we've come pretty far with our sample website. We created a bunch of roles that apply to different groups of users in the context of our business. And then we started to create a structure in our website that allowed us to map those roles to authorization or access to either all the pages in a particular folder, or as we saw in this last example, we were able to actually provide a greater degree of granularity in terms of access by using the location element to restrict access to an individual page. So the core principles that we've covered here should give you a good starting point to start to implement role-based security in your own website, and then think about how you're structuring the website, because it's the folders that provide the biggest unit of control over access to the pages that are contained within them. Although you do have the granularity of the location element, as we just saw, what you want to consider is whether certain groups of users need to get at certain pages, and then put those pages within a folder that represents the functionality that a role can be allowed access to. One of the other things is, as I said, remember that when you implement authorization in a web.config file, that it applies to that folder and any child folders that are underneath it. So it can leverage that capability if you need to provide, say, several roles access to a group of pages in a particular folder, and then you want to segment it so that only certain roles get access to other pages in that particular area. You can use either the location element, as we just did here, or potentially you could create some child folders, put a web.config in each of those child folders, and then allow or deny access to those child folders as needed. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with this video. It's in C# and VB when you get the sample source code download. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on how to use roles to segment functionality in an ASP.NET website.